أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى. In the beginning of this surah, Allah Ta'ala took Qasam's oath of contrasting day things of the day and night, which are completely opposite. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala took Qasam of Himself also, He that has created male and female, also two completely opposite things. And then Allah Ta'ala made His statement that you can understand that all these things are different. In the same way, the efforts which man make are also different. Then Allah explained the first type of effort are those people who spend freely in the path of Allah. And the most important, of course, is zakat they give, and with an open heart, and they fear Allah Ta'ala, they brought iman correctly. So for those people, Allah Ta'ala says, we make the path in front very easy. That is, for them to do more righteous deeds also become easy. Their mort also becomes easy. The life in the qabr, the day of qiyamah. And finally, all that ease and comfort is found in Jannat, in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. However, the other effort which man makes, the opposite. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى Or jisne na diya, or be parwa raha. And that person who did not spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, he didn't give his zakat also, he didn't care for anyone, he had a very hard attitude, he was very stingy, wastaghna, and he did not worry about anyone, he did not worry about himself also in reality, that he did not correct his iman, he did not make his tazkiyah, he did not correct his life. Such a person, and further, وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى or جُودْ جَانَى بَلِي بَاتْكُ and he falsified the correct things. That is, he did not have iman also. Even perhaps if he had outwardly iman, but he was like a munafiq, inside he did not believe also. So therefore, it was very hard for him to spend also in the path of Allah. It was very hard for him to come for namaz also, because he hasn't got that yaqeen in his heart to do good amal, because he hasn't got that yaqeen in his heart. All good deeds are difficult for him, and he lives only for himself, and he lives for this dunya. So he does everything for this dunya and nothing for the akhirat. For such people, Allah says, on the other hand, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى So usko hum sahaj pahuncha denge sakhti mein. And such a person, slowly, gradually, we take him more into difficulties all the time. That now, what are those difficulties? He himself will be thinking of ease and comfort. For example, no namaz in his life, and watching TV all the time, listening to music, going to wrong places, all these things will become easy for him. Allah will make the wrong things, and he will think that I'm on the right, and he's doing all the wrong things. And he goes gradually into all that, and that has become, unfortunately, the lifestyle of all non-believers. They encourage that you must laugh all the time, make jokes, just show that you are happy. And all this is because inside there is no happiness. So just from outside they want to make, just sort of keep you happy. In the same way, all the different types of entertainment a person goes for. Now it's this tournament, now it's that tournament, now it's this show, now it's that show. All these things just outwardly to make a person happy. Allah takes a person, and all that becomes easy for him. To spend money to give little bit in the masjid is very hard for him. To give 50 rand, 100 rand, very hard. For some show, to give 500 rand becomes easy for him. There he doesn't find it difficult at all. So Allah makes it like that. This person goes in this direction more and more. And all this outward entertainment all the time, now it's this bride, now it's that family gathering, now it's this thing here. All the time he's engaged with those things, and no time for his deen. You tell him to make namaz, no time for namaz. I'm very busy. For anything like that, this person doesn't find time. So Allah makes for those type of people, Allah takes them in that direction and makes that type of life easy for them. Finally then, Allah Ta'ala takes them to task. When the time of maut comes and in the qabr, Allah takes them to task. And the other type of people, you will find them that they are regular with their namaz, their tilawat. You ask them to come for this show, to come for that dawat, they say, we haven't got time. Allah makes the righteous things easy for them. And they move on in that way, and all more and more, how much they are doing, Allah gives them more tawfiq also. Now the year to read this dua is so beneficial, they add that dua also. The other people, even just namaz, they can't manage also. So we have to see in which group are we going. Every one of us for ourselves, we must see in which direction are we going. Is Allah taking us more towards deen, or are we going more towards dunya? Are we becoming more or conscious of our deen, our qaza namazes, qaza rozas we have got, anything? Are we becoming conscious of that, or are we more worried of our gardens, of our houses, of our entertainment? Holidays are coming. Are we going more in that direction? Which direction are we going? Each one of us, he knows himself and he knows how he's living his life. And the Quran is here to remind us and guide us. And to take that guidance is up to us now. If we take it, all the good for us. And if we don't, then it is, we have to face those consequences. May Allah make it easy for us, and at the same time to encourage other people, our family people, our friends, our town people, all the Muslims, to move and encourage them also in the right direction. Wa akhiru da'wana.